Happy Monday to y'all. Happy day after the eclipse to y'all. Things were being illuminated. Things are coming up to be illuminated. Hola. How you doing? And so this is the day after the eclipse, like I said. The moon, we started off the morning with the moon was still in Pisces, right? So even though the moon has moved on, right, a little bit this afternoon, we are still in eclipse energy, right? And pretty much you can see eclipse energy manifestation all week, right? The sun is currently at 16 degrees Virgo, and there's 30 degrees in every sign, which means with the sun being at 16 degrees Virgo, it has just moved over the halfway point. So we reached the top of the mountain of Virgo season, and now we're heading for down the hill, all right? So Monday arrives. What's up, George? What's up, George? How you doing? I can't see. What's happening, George? All right. So, like I said, we still coming up out of this solar eclipse energy, which is going to be radiating through the week, and which full moon eclipse revelations will continue to unfold. Hidden truths are being still going unsurface, being coming to the surface. All right. So today is not a day of rushing through things. It's a day of sitting back and being the observer. Being the observer and witnessing. Being the witness to what's being illuminated. Right? Like I said, the sun has reached the halfway point. Virgo energy. So we're being called to ground ourselves in practical wisdom as these revelations are coming forward to you, right? Yeah. The proper way to use this Virgo energy would be to sort through what's coming up. Virgo energy is great for organizing. Redefining. Virgo likes perfection. And to get something perfect, you got to redefine. Virgo likes details. So, focus on the details that truly matter. I had a conversation earlier today, and house-wise, Virgo energy is kind of connected to daily routines, right? And so, and we talked about how routines can be really great for accomplishments, getting things accomplished. And so, reorganizing, focusing on the details, getting a healthy, focusing on a daily routine that brings balance and back to your life. Consistent actions serve a higher good. Being more consistent serves a more higher purpose than people give credit to, right? Now, I told y'all this morning, right, the moon was still in Pisces. And it was changing signs today. In Pisces, not only is the North Node in Pisces, but we also have Saturn in Pisces. And Saturn is currently at 29 degrees Pisces, and it's retrograde. It just retrograded back into Pisces from Aries. Right? And as the moon was this morning about to leave Pisces, it was going to have a conjunction with that Saturn at the critical 29th degree in Pisces, right? Which would be pointing to, and the critical degree is the final degree in the sign. It points to, it's the urgent degree right before transitioning into another sign. So the conjunction this morning carries the emotional weight of completion, right? And so it was about, which is actually interesting because this came up twice in two phone calls today, accepting the emotional truth of what you've been avoiding. Accepting the emotional truth of what you've been avoiding. That came up twice today in conversations, right? And just because you avoid it and push it to the side, it doesn't mean that issue or that situation is gonna go away. This is also the energy about taking responsibility for patterns that no longer serve you, right? Virgo, the South Node is in Virgo, and South Node is about energy of decrease. This is also the energy of feeling the gravity of what must be released before you move forward. You feel the heaviness. You feel the emotions connected to this heaviness. But you also know this baggage, this weight can't go forward with you. It can't. It can't be carried forward for your growth. You can't grow and still carry this. So it's kind of like you have a decision to make. Growth or attachment to said event, said person, said situation. What's up, Gala? Now, even though this moon, Saturn conjunction in Pisces at the critical degree can feel heavy and all that. This is not the universe actually punishing you. It's not a punishment. If you could stretch your mind to see that it's actually liberation showing up as limitation. Liberation showing up as limitation. What does that mean? Liberation showing up as limitation. Because Saturn likes to block. Saturn likes to limit. right? So, liberation showing up dressed up as limitation. And so, this situation, this event, this thing that's showing up for you, you're taking it, you could be looking at it as a prison. But how could you creatively see this situation, this event, this person as liberation? Liberate! All right. Saturn in Pisces is retrograde. And this is kind of offering a last chance to clear karmic debris. Clearing karmic debris before the moon moves on into Aries. All of this, what I'm talking about, was going on this morning. But where are we at currently? Now, the moon has left by this afternoon. The moon has left Pisces. And it had that brief moment sitting up there with Saturn. But as soon as the moon leaves Pisces and goes into Aries, it's a switch of energy drastically, going from water and blockages in Pisces to now meeting up with Neptune in the early degrees of Aries. Neptune is sitting at 1 degree Aries, right? But it's also a retrograde. Getting ready, trying to head back into Pisces to join Saturn in Pisces, right? So the moon conjunct Neptune in Aries, you know, going from water to fire, going from emotions to initiation, right? So we was feeling the emotional heaviness this morning, but then by this afternoon, you could sudden insights, sudden spiritual insights that demand action. Aries energy is about action. Let's get to it. Hey, you have an idea. Don't sit on it, get on it. And for y'all who got dirty minds, put it back in the cage. Compassion, it also can show up as compassionate impulses to pioneer new healing methods. You know, hey, this way I've been doing things, they've been saying it would work, I would lose weight doing this. You know, that really hasn't been being that effective. Maybe I need to look into new ways of trying to tackle an old situation, right? Creative visions that feel both inspired and urgent. Creative visions that feel inspired as well as urgent. All right? A need to dissolve old identity patterns through brave new beginnings. A need. So there's an old way in which you've been operating. There's an old pattern in dynamics that you always do when faced with these same situations, right? And this energy is asking you to dissolve those old patterns and be brave with trying something new. You know, they do say the definition of something is of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. I didn't say it. That's just a saying. Now, also, right? So, I said Neptune is at 1 degree Aries, but that's not the only thing that's at 1 degrees, right? We have Uranus and Gemini at 1 degrees. And we have Pluto and Aquarius at 1 degrees. And let's just put Neptune in the middle. And if you go to the right of Neptune, fire the air. Neptune is sextile, which is a Venus energy. It's a supporting energy. Venus is sextile to Uranus. And then to the left, in the other air sign, at 1 degree, you got Pluto retrograde. And it's in a supportive aspect, a sextile aspect to Neptune as well. And so Neptune, Pluto, and Uranus, and by Pluto being at 1 degrees and Uranus at 1 degrees, Pluto and Uranus are having an air-to-air conversation at 1 degrees by themselves. So they're having a three-way conversation, but then within that three-way conversation, Pluto and Uranus are having a private conversation. And then now we slide the moon over there in Neptune. You got fire and air interacting, air, right? And so when we bring the moon into this, now we inserting emotions to this fire and air, right? And so the moon emotionally activates this fire to air aspect between Neptune and Aries, Uranus and Gemini, and Pluto and Aquarius. And those are all outer planets. Those are revolutionary planets, you know, generational planets, right? And so there's an undercurrent. By the way, 1 degree is the energy of initiating, starting, getting things. And so the three outer planets, generational planets, are aspecting with revolutionary force, and they're all at the beginning of the signs. And so this energy, and by the way, this is aspecting, this is playing in the background of all the other shit that's going on. All right. And so when you look at Neptune to Uranus, right, innovation emerging from inspiration. Uranus is innovation. Neptune is inspiration. Right? And then when you look at, I also said Uranus is in Gemini and Pluto is in Aquarius. That's a trine. And with that, Pluto is about, you got transformation through revolutionary thinking. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. It's a Mercury ruled sign. Mercury is about the mind and how we think. Uranus, revolutionary. Pluto likes to transform. Death and transform. You have to put to death an old way of thinking for a new way of thinking to emerge. Neptune to Pluto. A spiritual awakening driving collective change. So as people are getting these spiritual downloads, right, and more we getting on the same wave, that is actually changing and pushing the matrix or the collective to transform, right? But the moon, it's one good thing to talk about it and communicate about it, but then, you know, maybe put some action into it. But once the moon gets involved and put the emotions is the catalyst that gets all of this stuff going. All right. And so when it comes to this, you may feel connected to the currents of change that's going on universally. You may be able to feel it. Like something's going on. I don't know what it is, but I could feel it. And I'm ready for the change, right? All right. And so you could, and if you pay attention to what's going on in a collective, in a way, you also could see that happening to you on a personal level. All right? Now, when this energy, the eclipse energy, right, is, I know a lot of people talk, and they, one of the things they complain about, or they ask, or, man, how do I learn how to trust again? Well, if you don't know how to trust in people anymore, I got a question for you. Can you trust the process? Can you trust in the process? Can you trust the process? Right? So, trust in is why should I believe you could, someone who struggles with trusting in people, that you trust processes and have faith in process. So the eclipse energy is still working. Like I said, it's going to be out there for, it's going to be out there for a week, week and a half, even though the eclipse, even, hey, what's up, Tam? What's happening with you? Even though, like I said, even though the eclipse was Sunday, right? The energy is still, you're going to have eclipse manifestations for a week. So if it, what does that mean? If nothing has popped up for you, don't think, oh, well, I'm in the clear. The week ain't over with yet, right? So what feels uncertain or overwhelming is actually information being processed by your soul. All right. Another thing, wait, I told you, also was saying that Virgo, you know, we at the halfway part mark of Virgo. Virgo is the earth sign. So how can you use this Virgo energy to stay grounded? It's by using Virgo's practical energy to create stability. Organize the space around you. Tend to your health as somebody comes back from the doctor. Make lists. You know, lists are good to keep you on point. You know, keep you focused, keep you goal oriented, right? Practice small acts of service. Virgo is I serve, right? Now, I also told you early this morning, before we got to the afternoon, that the moon, on its way into Aries, it was going to have a cup of coffee with Saturn at the critical degree. And I was talking about how emotional heaviness could have been felt during the early hours. All right? So when the moon met with Saturn, And if these emotions, heaviness, did pop up for y'all, you know, don't rush past the difficult emotions. Because within those difficult emotions that was emerging today, there's actually wisdom inside of it. About, and what is the wisdom inside? The emotions and the emotional heaviness that you was feeling, the wisdom inside of that heaviness was actually the keys to your growth. is pointing to things in which you have outgrown already, and it's time to release. You know, I said the sun is at 16 degrees Virgo. The nodes, especially the south node, is at 18 degrees Virgo. So we're 2 days away from having a sun south node conjunction. And the south node energy is about energy of decrease, energy of depending on what school of astrology, what your soul is trying to walk away from. What is your soul trying to walk away from? What do you need to? But you can't totally all the way walk away from this energy, because within that stuff, within that energy is gifts. It's superpowers. It was, you know, strengths that you could pull from. So you don't want to throw it all away. But there are things, but some of the things that you outgrown and you need to release, that actually was sharpening your sword. Excuse me. All right. And then I also said that as soon as the moon leaves Pisces and goes into Aries, it's going to have a run-in with Neptune at 1 degrees. And Neptune's about dreams, it's about illusions, it's about inspiration. So as the moon touches Neptune, as the moon touches Neptune, your emotions are in Aries, translates to inspiration, translates this into small, concrete actions rather than getting lost in dreams. Hey, it's one thing to have this dream. This dream world, and not the dream world, but it's one thing to have this dream. I want to do this. I want to do that. But then the next thing is actually taking concrete steps toward that dream. Not getting lost in the whole dream stuff, but hey, what do I have to do to make this dream manifest on Earth? What's up, Mr. Mental? What do I have to do to actually make this dream manifest on Earth? And you know, as Mr. Mental comes in the room, one of the things that he talks about is you got to do the work, which is taking concrete steps. All right? Taking concrete steps and putting into action for this growth. Right. Now I'm not trying to get into a debate on how you feel about this, but I'm gonna bring it up. Synchronicity. Some people may say synchronicity, others may say coincidence. I don't care. You know, you pick the adjective, but watch out for synchronicities during today and tomorrow. All right. The outer planet is in a triangle, may bring meaningful coincidences, sudden insights, Uranus, sudden insights, and encounters that feel like destiny. Damn, I feel like it was destined for us to have this conversation. I feel like it was on my path at some time for us to meet. I had to meet you this lifetime. Watch out for encounters like that. All right? So, when it comes to today, early tomorrow, You know, this energy is going to shift. I'm just talking, be honest, I'm just talking about today, y'all. This ain't all week. This is today, a little bit tomorrow. All right, so some of the stuff that I'm talking about currently is playing out for you. Some of this shit could happen as soon as, some of the stuff that I'm talking about may have already happened, and some of it could happen as soon as I get off this goddamn line. All right, so it's today is about processing and integration, not really taking, even though I was talking about putting in the work, it's not really about taking bold action steps, right? Because remember, the eclipses, and this is a lunar eclipse, and the moon is over there by the north node, and the north node is what you're supposed to be heading for. So, you know, looking for synchronicities, look for doors being opened. And I don't know how many people out there are Matrix fans, but just like Morpheus told Neo, when he took it the first time, he took him to the Oracle. I only can show you the door. You have to open it. Morpheus walked him right up to the door, but Morpheus didn't stick his hand out to turn the knob. Neo had to turn the knob. Which reminds me of a joke. Hey, your mama's like a doorknob. Everybody gets a turn. Hey, that used to kill on the playground. But I digress. Right? So this eclipse is, in a way, it is trying to open doors for you. Now, I told you Saturn is sitting there at the 29th critical degree. And Saturn likes to block. So as these doors are being presented to you that has the potential and the possibility to be opened, are you going to allow Saturn to block your entrance? Are you going to allow fear to block your entrance? Are you going to allow the old patterns of showing up, the old patterns of responding? Are you going to let that block your open door? All right. Neptune is like the penta, boom, boom. And the moon is there. So Neptune is showing you what lies beyond the veil. Are you scared, like the people from The Wizard of Oz, to go look behind the curtain? Does it take your little dog Toto to go pull the curtain to reveal Oz sitting there pulling a bunch of levers? Oz is just a guy. Oz ain't nothing special. Oz is just the dude pulling strings. Oz is Fugazi. All right. Well, yeah. So pay attention to what triggers you. Pay attention to what triggers strong emotions around themes of freedom, control, and transformation. These are your breadcrumbs from the universe. The strong emotions that you feel when a situation come up with dealing with freedom, dealing with control, dealing with transformation. Those emotions, don't just sit there and reflect, because in those emotions are some breadcrumbs from the universe. this Monday, today, isn't just another day. It's a threshold. Y'all seen the, I don't know if y'all could see the headline, but the headline was Threshold of Transformation. It's a, so today, actually, we entered a sacred threshold where the practical meets the mystical, where endings birth beginnings, which is interesting. Shit I talked about on the phone today is coming up. It was, so, and I, actually I said in one of them phone calls, hey, you gotta let something go for the universe to replace it with something else. Ain't got no room over there. No room. So the universe is waiting for you to let it go so it can replace it with the new. You want it to replace with the new before, but the universe looking like it's too crammed over there. It's too crammed up. And so I actually ended up having to say, so you remember I was talking about you being a hoarder? Joke's on you, buddy. So this is the time where endings birth beginnings. And if you're scared of things falling off, if you're scared of things ending, you are Saturn delaying the new beginnings. Where personal transformation aligns with what's happening in the collective and all around us. So as you navigate through today's energy, tomorrow, keep in mind this mantra. I surrender to what no longer serves me, and open vision that, wait, I surrender to what no longer serves me and open to the vision that wants to emerge through me. I surrender what no longer serves me and open to the vision that wants to emerge through me. So that's what I came on to say, you know, about today and all of that. Anybody got any questions? Anybody want me to address anything? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Hopefully that resonated with y'all. Hopefully, you know, all of that. No questions. All right. Well, I thank y'all for rocking with me today. Y'all know how I end this. By the way, make sure you come to the website. Make sure you come to the website. Book a reading. I'd like to have a conversation with you. Read a plethora of blogs. Make sure you go in the blog section. I got a bunch of videos and stuff on there as well. Make sure you check out the backlog of information. And if you're not subscribed to the website to receive the email when I do post new blogs, make sure you subscribe to the website. And if you're not subscribed to here on YouTube, make sure you hit the like and subscribe. Get that bell. Hit that bell button so you can get the notifications from when I go live. Again, thank y'all for rocking with me. I'm Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself, balance your energy.